Hello, lovers.
My name's Alex.
And I'm Helena.
And you are listening to Generation Loveless,
a weekly podcast where we discuss the trials and tribulations of love in an internet-obsessed world.
We share our stories of bad Tinder dates, sexual awakenings, self-care, heartbreak and healing, and everything in between. So join us on this roller coaster of dating in the millennial age because it is one wild ride.
And we want to hear from you. Send us your stories, questions, and opinions. You can either send us a DM on Instagram at generation.loveless or shoot us an email at generationloveless@gmail.com. All right, let's dive into this week's episode.
Hello, lovers! That's the second time you're hearing that this episode.
We're back.
We're back, and we have a really fun. Well, I don't know if it's fun.
It is fun. I'm so excited for this episode.
It's really important. I think it's a really, really important message. So,
I do too. I guess we'll just jump right in with saying what we're talking about, which is we're calling this New Rules
in the spirit of Dua Lipa. But these are our actual dating rules because Alex and I have learned over the couple years that we've been together and in our own experiences, we want to be super mindful with dating.
Yes, and we created these because we both were entering the dating world around the same time. Basically, Helena was kind of getting out of a
breakup
healing period.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was just coming off like a nice single time self-exploration.
Yeah, which those are extremely important times too, just to...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, those are super important times as well.
Yeah, but as we started dating, we realized, you know, it can get really confusing. There are so many different characters and personalities out there. And
mixed signals.
Yeah.
Technology doesn't help that.
Right.
Yeah.
Texting, ghost, you know. You know all
You know
of
the
it.
Deal. We're going to present to you our list of rules and just kind of explain them. And these have really, really fucking helped. They've simplified my life. They've given
It's like a guide to dating.
It is. And to not wasting your precious time. Right. Not wasting your headspace on someone that is just going to be, I don't know, who's just going to waste
it's
your
gonna
fucking
blow
time.
Blow you off.
Like, yeah, exactly.
You deserve better. You're worth it.
You don't have to be analyzing a text message for a couple weeks and waiting. You don't have to do that. That's the thing.
Right. It's not worth it, and it's not worth your time.
Yeah.
So just for some context, really quickly, just about who we are. This is Alex, if you don't know who this is already. And I'm 25, and in the past, I have been pretty sexually fluid. I'm feeling pretty straight right now. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And you've been sort of a serial monogamous, right?
And in the past, I've been a serial monogamer. Yes.
My name is Helena. I'm 23 years old, and I'm straight. I wouldn't say I've been a serial monogamist. I've had two long-term relationships, and then I've had a lot of little, you know the deal, those like flings when you're quote-unquote talking, you know, hookups, whatever. That's cool. That's our brief intro as to who we are for context. And now we'll get into our rules.
Let's dive in. Number one.
Go with your gut.
Yes.
Alex and I, we truly, truly believe in the power of intuition. And I think that we all know in our gut, in that, you know, that feeling in the bottom of your stomach, or like, I don't know where you all feel it, but that's where I do.
In your heart. Sometimes in your heart. I can feel it in my heart.
Yeah, or even just the voice in your head way in the back. When a situation isn't going to turn out how you want it to. A lot of the times what I notice is that people, especially my female friends, they want it to work, so they try to make it work. Instead of seeing the signs that are there, they try to look for positive signs.
Right, and sometimes the signs aren't super clear, and I know I'm guilty of this, but just because the signs aren't clear, my gut has already told me
exactly.
Like, this person is, it's not meant to be.
Exactly.
Simple.
I'll give an example. I had a friend, and she said it was okay if I use this example.
Yeah, thank you.
I had a friend who basically met this guy at a party, and they really hit it off, and they hung out, and they slept in the same bed, I think, but they didn't hook up. And he was saying to her, do you want to go on a date sometime next week? Let's go out to dinner. Let's go out to dinner next Friday. So she took his word for it, you know? She believed that that was a genuine invitation. So she took his word for it. And then by Wednesday, that was on like Saturday or Sunday, by Wednesday she hadn't heard from him. And she told me pretty early on, I just have a bad feeling about this. I just feel like he's going to blow me off. Right. She knew.
That's
she
her gut. Knew. And that's your gut right there.
Right
you
then and there.
You have a bad feeling about it.
Right then and there, you have the answer.
Right.
What happened was she ended up texting him and asking him, you know, are we still on for Friday? Even though he's the one who made the plan. And then he goes, no, I can't Friday. How about Saturday? So she goes, oh, okay, yeah. Saturday works. Then comes Saturday, and I guess they texted a little bit, like, in the interim, Wednesday to Saturday, but he was taking hours and hours, sometimes a day, to text back, yeah, giving her brief answers.
That's a sign.
That's a sign as well. And then, again, she still had that gut feeling, and then comes Saturday, she goes, hey, you could have just told me that you weren't interested. And he goes, I am interested. What are you talking about? And she goes, okay, so then are we still on for tonight? And he goes, oh, no, I have to take the train home today. Like, something came up. I've been really busy. And she never heard from him again.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not interested, and he's not going to explicitly say it. Some people are not going to. That's when your intuition, your gut, your, like, truest self will know.
Right, and she did know. She knew the whole time.
She knew the entire time.
Yeah, that's a really good example of this.
Yeah. So that's our first and maybe our most important tip.
True.
If you get in touch with that.
Yeah, you have the answers inside of you.
Agreed. 100%.
Okay, I'm really excited about this one. Our second rule. We don't want casual sex or casual relationships.
Me and Alex. Yeah. Helena and Alex.
They don't do anything for us but waste our time.
Yeah.
For all the listeners, if you haven't watched this TED Talk, it's called 30 is Not the New 20. By Meg J. You need to go listen to it. It is so helpful. And she's a therapist who talks about how your 20s are the years of adult development. It's the biggest personality change.
That happens during your 20s. Biggest personality changes.
And your brain is rewiring itself for adulthood, which is fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
The choices that they're gonna affect you in your 30s and your 40s that we're making right now in our 20s.
We're building the foundation for the rest of our lives. And one of the things that she says is that we've been given this message that we have the time to fuck around. The 20s are our extended adolescence. Right. However,
it's such a myth. We have gotten this stereotype, and we've heard this from other people, because the landscape of our economy has definitely changed. Generations previous to us, they could jump into careers quicker, but now that's not the case. And also, we're changing careers. We're not keeping one for decades at a time.
Right.
But just because our economy's changing, those rules do not apply to relationships.
Completely agree.
It matters. It matters
really
so much
matters.
What you're doing right now.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of us come from either broken homes or homes in which we don't like the relationship between our parents, for example. And if you want to break the cycle of dysfunction from your own relationships or from your family chain of divorce, for example, right, you really cannot put that off.
Yeah, you need to be working on yourself. Also, therapy is a great way to do this.
Yes, agreed.
But you need to be doing this now and being mindful with your own dating life, because it affects who you're going to end up with, who you're going
to
marry.
What your life is going to look like on a macro scale, to be honest with you. And I think that what that means is first of all, you need to get really clear as to what you want your life to look like. What are your career goals? What are your life goals? Is the person that you're messing around with, are they helping you achieve those goals, or are they hindering those goals?
Right. Are you moving forward in a good relationship, or are you just taking steps backwards? Because that is just wasting your time.
It's wasting your time.
It's not helping anything. And, you know, when your mind is taken up with toxicity or even just people you don't see a future with, it's not helpful. And again, you're wasting your time.
And I think, too, like, I see a lot of really intelligent, driven women friends of mine who are just waiting around on these fuckboys.
I know.
And I'm sorry to gender this, but that's unfortunately just what I see. I'm sure that on the other side of things, there is a similar pattern, but I don't have that information. I do have the information from my female friends. And it just really bothers me and upsets me to see friends of mine and other women that I know that have so much going for them not realize their worth and waste any time on significant others that are just not valuing them.
Right. And part of that, you saying that, also reminds me that if you're dating people that don't see your potential, I think part of that, it starts with the self-exploration and the mindfulness of yourself.
Yeah,
first.
You don't see your potential.
Exactly.
Yeah, agreed.
Because I think that can sometimes be the problem.
100%. 100%.
I really love what Meg J says in the TED Talk, which is self-exploration that doesn't count is not exploration, it's procrastination.
Yeah, and another like fantastic quote from that TED Talk, she says, "The best time to work on your marriage is before you have one. You have to be as intentional with love as you are with work. Picking your family is about consciously choosing who and what you want, rather than just killing time or making it work with someone who is choosing you." So real.
Sometimes I've been guilty of, because other people are seeking me, I'm kind of like, okay, cool, I'll go along with this. But again, just because someone's choosing to be with you doesn't mean that's actually what you want or what it's meant to be.
Staying in a relationship that's, maybe there's nothing that's bad about it, but it's not really what you want, going back to an ex over and over again.
Right.
I think, you know, you and I have both done that before, and that's really harmful.
Well, it's just not productive, really. And I can definitely say, you watched me, I was dating someone, or I don't even want to call it dating, because I actually was seeing this person under the terms that I had been very clear that I actually didn't want to be in any type of serious relationship. Right. It was not heading towards that. It was simply like, I don't have basically the emotional capacity for that right now. However, I want to continue seeing you, hooking up with you, having sex.
Right.
And unfortunately, as some time went on, really, I was wasting my time. And he was becoming more invested the more time that we spent together. So,
and also, I'll just say, as someone who observed it, even though you didn't have this huge emotional investment in that situation, it still took up way too much headspace.
Hell yeah. Too much time.
That could have been spent on more productive things.
Right. So, education.
Your edumacation.
Anyways.
Yeah, so that's rule number two. Hugely, hugely important. And guys, go check out that TED Talk, Why 30 is Not the New 20. You need to hear this.
Yeah, and even if, because I know for some people, like, I do have friends that aren't necessarily as either monogamous as we are or really looking into dating the way that we are. However, I think the same rules that she's saying still applies.
I think so, too. It comes back to the self and exploring yourself and being clear with that.
Right. So let's move on to number three, which is putting in equal effort. I do not want to be dating someone or trying to date someone that is not putting in equal effort to make plans with me or, I don't know, just want to get to know me.
Even just texting.
Yeah.
If you have to initiate the conversation a lot or...
What? So annoying.
I know.
Getting angry because this just happened to me.
Yeah, no.
Which is fine.
Disappointing. It is disappointing. But I mean, I think that's a really clear sign. If they're not putting in equal effort,
it's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be. Yeah. It should, and I don't think that it should even be like something that you have to consciously think about, like, oh, he texted, now I'll text. It shouldn't be like that. It's just both people should be as interested that it kind of happens naturally.
Right, exactly. It's effortless because both parties are really interested in getting to know the other one.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a beautiful thing when that does happen.
I know. Love that. Forget what that's like because... Whatever.
I, like, sort of know what that's like.
What?
What? What am I talking about? Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Number four. This one is basically, listen to the signs that they're giving to you. If what they say and what they do don't align, then something's not right.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Their actions and their words have to be the same. So if someone's saying, like the example I said earlier, where that boy was like, no, I'm interested. Right. Oh, he said that, but what were his actions?
Right.
Exactly. Not texting her, not making plans, blowing off the plans.
They don't line up, and you don't want to be putting any time or energy into someone that's being wishy-washy and confusing.
Yeah, exactly.
That should not be there.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, one thing that my therapist said to me that changed my entire world, and it's so simple. She said, Helena, I'm just going to save you a bunch of time right now. The second a guy starts to confuse you, you need to just cut it off. Cut it off.
Yeah.
If he's confusing you, there's a reason he's confusing you.
Right.
You're not going to feel confused when it's right.
Exactly.
And that has changed my fucking world.
Well, it's so simple. We're just complicated human beings, and that's just that's what it comes down to.
True.
Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever. But keeping things very simple when it comes to dating is just so helpful.
Yeah,
just
and like I want to give another example. So my hairdresser, who we've already mentioned before,
Billy.
Also love you, Billy, if you're listening. Thanks for the highlights last night, or the ombre, I should say, last night.
Highlights soon to come.
Yes. So what Billy told me was back when he was single, if he went on a date with a guy and he liked him, then afterwards, within the 15 minutes after the date, he would text him and basically say, hey, I had a great time. I'd love to see you again. So then this is the important part. If that guy texted back and said, okay, yeah, great, are you around Friday? Then Billy would obviously proceed forward knowing that this guy is clearly as interested, you know? But if that guy said, oh yeah, me too, but didn't make any sort of indication of like a next time or, you know, a concrete plan, then he would take that as, okay, he's not interested.
Yeah, and I love that, and I needed to hear that because that literally happened to me in person.
Right.
Weeks ago when I was seeing someone and after, well, I wasn't.
Refer to episode two.
Yeah. but it was after our date and he was saying, oh, I would love to see you again, whatever, I had a good time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, me too. And I was literally just waiting for him to say, you know, when and where, or when are you free? And that
didn't happen.
And I continued to like kind of ponder on that, but it's a really good lesson for me because now I know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think it does too.
Yeah.
Our fifth rule is know your deal breakers. And this goes back to, I think, getting to know yourself.
Exactly. And this is good because it really doesn't have to do with other people, but it's just good because you're walking into a situation with someone and you already know what your deal breakers and what aren't, because sometimes if you don't know that and you go into dating, then you're the one that's wishy-washy or that doesn't know what you want. And I've been guilty of that. I totally get it.
You get really, you get into a relationship with this person and you end up being so resentful toward them because you hate something they're doing.
Yeah.
I've done that.
So what are some of your deal breakers, Helena?
Number one is, and you guys, our female pleasure episode has already come out, so you already know this about me, but if he's not going to go down on me, then he better get the fuck out. That's really important. But that's not even, I wouldn't even call, that's just a bare minimum, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. A bare minimum.
Awesome.
What about you?
Well, one of mine is definitely, I don't want heavy drinkers. I don't want someone where drinking or doing drugs is like a big part of their lifestyle.
Same.
And for some people that is. And that's fine. Live your life. But that's just really not compatible with mine.
Yeah, me too, actually. So, I second that.
Oh, this is definitely the third deal breaker here is one that Helena and I both feel very strongly about, which, I mean, it's political views. I need to line up with someone on that.
Me too.
If you're not a feminist, get out.
And I taught both of my exes intersectional feminism 101, and they were like, oh yeah, but I don't even want to be the teacher anymore.
I don't either.
I want
you
someone
know
who already
that
believes
by now.
That. Yeah, exactly.
It's in the conversation with millennials.
Get with it.
Yeah, fucking get with
it.
Or
you can't get with me. Ha ha.
Be
all right.
Woke. So yeah, I mean, basically our next one is values have to be in line, which goes along with political views. And another one of
for me, this is such a big deal. It's also my biggest turn on. We have to be like constantly laughing together. We have to have the same sense of humor, not just so that I'm laughing at your jokes. No, no, no. You need to laugh at my jokes too. We need to both find each other hilarious. Just be kind of like you and I have.
Yeah.
That
insatiable
laughter.
Yeah.
That is
absolutely
such an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very like goofy and fun and silly. And
are you?
Wait, did you know that about me?
I did. I love it about
you. Did you know that? Anyways, I need that in someone else.
Me too.
I need them to understand my goof. You know?
Absolutely. And you have to be so fucking weird with each other.
I know. I love that.
It's the best part of having a boyfriend. Yeah. Okay, number six is,
if you have to justify their actions or behavior, it is a no-go. If you find yourself over-analyzing every text, it's just not meant to be. You shouldn't have to justify anyone's actions and behavior. That's a huge red flag.
Can you give like an example of that, of like justifying someone's behavior?
Everyone I've been with. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I would say that, I mean, I was seeing this one person, it was pretty brief, a couple summers ago, and he was very wrapped up in his career life because he was a world tour fucking musician or something like that. And he was really flaky with plans and texting.
Oh, this is a perfect example.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It goes along. And I totally, totally justified his actions. Because, yeah. you know, I was like, oh, well, he's really busy because he's a musician.
Right. Exactly.
Which is so annoying and not cool.
Did you know in your gut?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I didn't want to listen to it.
Right.
Because I wanted it to work out, but
exactly.
obviously it didn't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, the next one, which I'll be brief about because we've, like, slightly
sort of
talked about
it. Yeah.
But number 7, communication and chemistry have to be there. And my example of this was dating someone last summer. And, I mean, he was a really great guy. I really appreciated kind of who he was, what he did. I was definitely interested in him. However, the communication between us on that first date didn't go very smoothly. And I kind of said to myself, like, well, maybe he's just really nervous or, you know, whatever. And maybe if we just keep spending time together, chemistry will just flick on.
Yeah, we
like
talked about this in our second episode a little bit as well.
Okay, well, that light did not flick on, and I feel like chemistry, you just have it or you don't.
And it should be on fire. Like, honestly, if they light up your fire and just, like, make you exhilarated and excited, that you deserve that, you know?
Yeah.
I actually just want to add one in really quickly that reminded me of that. One of my dear friends, Kelsey, told me this, actually. Basically, the principle that you deserve it all. Mm-hmm. You don't have to compromise when it comes to dating and finding a partner, and you shouldn't compromise because this is potentially who you're going to spend the rest of your life with and raise a family with. And basically what she was saying to me was, like, you can have someone who you're so attracted to sexually, but who also, like, shares your values and who makes you laugh, and you don't have to settle in one of these
right.
areas.
And you have great chemistry. It's all there.
Right, exactly. And our final rule is don't force it.
Yeah.
If it's going to work,
it's going to work.
It's going to work. Exactly. Right. And both parties, and it kind of goes back to literally all of our rules, but like, right. you know, both parties are putting in effort. Communication is there.
Yeah. And I do want to add, I mean, that's not to say that relationships aren't difficult. There's always going to be things about
True.
People that we, you know, certain little things that we just don't like about one another or whatever we have to talk about or work
Agreed.
Through or
Completely
discuss.
Agree.
That being said, I feel like our rules are very simple, like, must have.
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me of something I posted on my personal Instagram at Lainalicious 2 A's after N. Go follow me. But anyways, it was this quote, and basically it said, relationships are hard work, but they shouldn't be that much work.
Right.
It shouldn't be like fights every week, you know?
No, of course not.
But it also shouldn't be no fights ever.
Right. Yeah. I think that's it.
I think that sums it up. And honestly, you guys, let us know if you have some serious
yeah,
rules that you follow.
Totally.
Because we're always looking to add to our our rule book. And
Absolutely.
These are tried and true.
Yeah. And also, we love you. And we would love for you to give us some love and listen to us on iTunes. Or
oh, leave
maybe
us
you're listening
yeah,
right
leave us
now,
a review
but,
if you like what
yeah,
we're
or rate
putting
us.
Out there.
Such a weird thing.
Rate us on a scale of 1 to 5.
But really, do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. Good luck out there in the
yeah
crazy world of dating.
Just get your rule book out.
Do you, girl.
You got you.